For as long as there's been an Amazon, authors have checked on sales activity for books from the privacy of laptops and PCs. Before that, the truly determined needed to work up the courage to call their agents. All of that's about to change with the debut of a new sales tracking dashboard from self-publishing pioneers Vook. Welcome to Copyright Clearance Center's podcast series. My name is Christopher Keneally for Beyond the Book. With the e-publishing revolution well upon us, authors have greater responsibilities than ever before and a corresponding need to know much more about the book business and in real time, if possible. They seek this data from multiple sales platforms, and it must be open to analysis that yields insights on sales trends, highlighting successes, and identifying challenges. Joining me from New York with details on Author Control, a comprehensive new source for monitoring ebook sales activities, is Matt Kavanagh, co-founder of Vook. Matt, welcome back to Beyond the Book.
Thank you so much for having me, Christopher.
Well, we're glad to have you back because there's a lot of news coming out of Vook today. Vook really is a self-publishing pioneer and providing all the sort of tools that authors and even publishers need to succeed, ebook creation, distribution, print on demand, and all of that. And since its founding in 2009, Vook has worked with everyone from Google and Simon & Schuster to the New York Times. But this is a series of announcements that really focus on the author side of your business. And I suppose the part that you must be excited to talk about today is author control. What exactly does that give us a window into?
Well, what we're setting out to do here and what we've already built so many pieces of, Christopher, is create the total solution for any publishing need that a content holder, whether they're an author or a publisher, might have. So you can come to Vook and maybe you need cover design, maybe you need an ebook produced, maybe you need distribution with great terms, maybe you need marketing services. You can access all of that through our Author Control dashboard, which is the hub from which you manage all of your publishing related activities. That's what we're providing out to authors. And then today, we've also released a new feature, which is that you can track the sales of your ebook in a dashboard that shows all your retailers in one place. And you can track unit, net, and gross sales, and you can set your date ranges, see pie charts of the different retailers and how they compare to each other. And all of that information renders in a dashboard in one place. And previously, we'd been beta testing this product with over 700 partners, including major companies such as Forbes, best-selling authors as well. And we took a lot of that feedback and created a platform now that no matter where you're distributed, so you're an author with a KDP account, you can come to Vook, you can track your sales for your KDP, your Barnes & Noble, your Apple, your Google, your Kobo, all of those retail channels. You can track them in one place, see your sales, and adjust your marketing to be more successful.
Well, I think that's the important point, Matt, because it's not just about how well the book is doing and how many copies you sold overnight, but really it's about using that information to hone your approach to the market, to be able to do some experimenting, to do some new initiatives, and to really be creative in order to make the book as successful as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the thing is, Amazon remains the big driver of ebook sales, but Barnes & Noble, iBooks, Google, all of them offer opportunities for authors. And sometimes you really hit one of those marketplaces. The fact is, you need to be checking all of the marketplaces every day to see how you're performing and to see where your different initiatives might drive sales. You might be surprised to discover that targeting one community nets you more Barnes & Noble sales. You might find that for whatever reason, you have a particularly Apple iBooks focus customer group. But that aside, doing things like changing your prices and then immediately being able to know how that's reflected in sales and unit downloads, how free campaigns are functioning across all of these different markets, and really making those decisions instead of on a monthly basis or on a weekly basis, but being empowered to do that day to day, that's what we're delivering to authors with this particular product.
Right. And Matt, you said you've been trialing this for a little while now, working with big publishers. But let's look at the authors for a moment, because how mystifying is the whole ebook publishing process for your average author? Have you got some anecdotes that you can share with us that give us an idea of just how challenging this really is? It's not just about pushing the button and sending it to Kindle, for example.
So the thing is, you can push the button and send it to Kindle, and then you think you're well on your way, and then you buy your book 2 days later, 3 days later, just to check it out, and you realize that some of your formatting's off. Yes, there are many tools out there you can use on your own to get things like your formatting right, but sometimes that can just be more belabored and complicated than you expected. And if you have any elements like charts, tables, you want to do wraparound text, you want to have a special table of contents, you want your chapter headings to look a certain way, you want your illustrations to be really sharp, and you want all of that to be technically correct for each of these distribution channels, then that becomes something where you really have to turn to a professional. What I like to say is that the gold rush of self-publishing, when you could just go out there and dip your pan in a stream and make some money, those days are over. To succeed now, you need to build the mine. That means you need to go get a pickaxe, you need to get wood, you need to get dynamite, you need to get a mine cart. You need to really invest in having the best possible pieces of your career as an author so you can build that mine and really get as much gold out, get as much author connection, audience connection out as you can.
Right. And what's interesting about all of that is there's plenty of opportunity for making a claim all the same, to keep with your gold rush metaphor. And it really is a kind of a very democratic space right now, small d, because everybody's taking a claim. An individual author is making a claim, as well as some existing media players and even others in the corporate world who haven't had a media play before but can get into publishing because of services like Vook and others. So this really does level the playing field, and it's a fascinating opportunity all the same.
Yeah, I think, you know, people say it, but you can't say it enough. Unlike California, the internet's just unlimited, and the digital retailers are unlimited. And suddenly, you've got self-published books. I mean, this is a common theme now, but I think it's reverberation, you know, the effects of this change are bigger than people even have digested yet completely. Because if you can communicate, you can capture an audience, and you can just write a really good story, you can go out there, and it's still hard, it's still challenging. But if you can find out a way to stand out from the crowd, differentiate yourself, you can start generating income off of what you love to do. And most people who are pursuing writing do love to write. So I think that's one of this a major transformation that we're all living through in publishing right now. And just as the publishers have things like Nielsen BookScan, you know, authors need more data tools. They need the ability to know more analytics so that they can get up to speed, not just on the writing side, but on all the other pieces that go into taking this seriously as a business.
Well, we're on Beyond the Book, speaking today with co-founder of Vook, Matt Kavanagh. And Matt, you know, in this environment right now, with all that excitement you're describing about self-publishing, I suppose we really do have to kind of caution people that lots of players are in the marketplace making all kinds of claims. And the thing that distinguishes Vook, first of all, is its longevity. You've been around since 2009. But the kinds of partners that you've had, the other media players that you've worked with in developing the author control tools and all, are really at the top of their game. So this isn't just a claim in a kind of an advertisement. You really have got some success stories to back it up. And I wonder if you can share some anecdotes or some success stories with us.
Yeah, you know, we work with everyone from the New York Times to Forbes to Fast Company to the Wall Street Journal. We work with best-selling authors. You know, we just did a book by Tony Robbins. We've had a lot of great authors involved. What I'm most excited about is that we've had a lot of great authors involved in helping us give some perspective and feedback on the first iteration of the Sales Tracker product that we've launched. You know, we've had Bruce Henderson. We've had CJ Lyons. We've had a lot of authors actually working in the platform for a while, tracking their book sales and then telling us things like, well, this doesn't make sense or that doesn't make sense. You know, Elizabeth Craig's just been great being in there, helping us think about how we're doing this. Authors like Kate Pollinger as well. So the best part of this is working with the authors who know how difficult it is and have these realistic expectations. And then just, I always say to the team, like, if we can improve their metric by just 1%, like if we can bring them 1% more sales, if we can bring them 5% more sales, then we're really adding value here, especially with this version of the platform. That what we've learned is, you know, it's 10 eBooks for free. You can track up to 10 eBooks for free. What we wanted to do there was just provide as much value to the authors authors who are going to help us get the product right and figure out the kind of the new features and the new pieces of data that we can add to what we're reporting in the dashboard now to make it even more valuable to them.
Well, yeah, data. You've used that word a few times today, Matt, and it really is important. And one way to reflect all that is the news just about a week or so ago from Vook, which had it acquiring Bookler, a real-time data and analytics service for authors. What kind of addition did Bookler make to the Vook play?
So we've been really excited about the Bookler guys for a while. They've had a contract with Random House, so they're providing Random House a lot of data on market performance of books, and we've known them, and we've been talking for a while. We built out our production, distribution, marketing pieces, and mastered those, and we realized the next big hole that we could fill was in sales reporting, and then also in market intelligence. And so we knew at the heart of any of those products, you need sales reporting, because it's got to start with your own book. So we've got to provide a way for people to track their actual performance. Now, what Bookler is out there and has been able to track and is tracking is things like ratings, rankings, price points, discounts that the retailers apply to the books, all of these pieces over time. And so we see just such a natural fit with both the data they have immediately available that we can start rendering in the platform and the other deeper, more interesting things they've done. They can track performance of genres. They can show how what people did after buying your book in a retailer. What book did they buy next? What book did they buy before buying your book? So the more and more and more of these pieces of info that we're going to render that they're tracking through that dashboard, that's where we're going to layer in that Bookler information. And that's why we're so excited about this. And that's why we're actually canvassing authors using the platform to try and figure out what new features and tracking do they want us to start displaying for them that make the most sense and give them the right data.
Well, it's a fascinating story, Matt. And, you know, what occurs to me is just this is another example of the way that the internet and the data that it allows to share with everyone really shines a light into parts of the world that were previously really in the shadows. If you were an author in the past, as I said at the intro, the only way you found out about how well your book was doing was by calling up your agent. Now you've got these tools literally in your lap, and it really makes a difference. It's got to be changing the entire book business.
Yeah, and I think that's why we wanted to get out to market with this product that really renders that sales on the as real-time as possible basis. Someone on a list I'm on the other day said, weekly is real-time for the publishing industry. And the publishing industry takes too many hits on these points. They definitely have a good handle on the data they have and that they need. Our goal is to bring a lot of that to authors. As things change so quickly, and I think it's changing faster than we're even aware of, we just need to get up to speed and running and providing authors all the information that is available to them, and so that we can then begin to grow and grow and expand that kind of data. As I said at the top, you know, if you think of Google Analytics, everyone from a relative running their blog to the largest websites in the world use Google Analytics to track their traffic and performance. And that's really how I see the new kind of data we'll be providing to book content holders. You know, whether you're a huge company, whether you're an individual author, you still need the best data tools out there. And that's what we're trying to build here, so that the kind of metrics people are used to getting in the web world, they'll start to get that in the publishing world too.
Right. So to keep the metaphor going, then the new gold is data.
Oh, that's good. You've actually just taken the words that I did not know should be in my mouth and put them in my mouth. I'm going to start using that.
Well, we're happy to do that and be of service to you today, Matt Kavner. Listen, but I think it's a really important point. Data is the gold of the internet. And if you haven't got it and don't have access to it, you're really behind.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the internet, analytics, metrics, anyone who read that Amazon book, which should be everyone with an even passing interest in publishing, knows how much these things drive all success. And the successful web businesses, those digital media companies that have pulled ahead in many ways seem to get all the banners, and traditional publishing seems to even though I consider it successful, seems not to be up there as innovative as these digital players. What do those digital players all have? They They all have this data. They all have this incredible granularity into behavior. So as much data as a publishing person, as an author can possibly get, they need that because you can already see how successful it has made these other sectors. And as soon as that gets applied more rigorously to books, you're going to see books taking their place and becoming driving the new business stories of the future, just the way that things like BuzzFeed and other digital enterprises do.
Well, it sounds very inspiring, and we appreciate speaking with you about it. Matt Kavna is the co-founder of Vook and telling us today about their just-released Author Control Data Analysis Dashboard. Matt, thanks for joining us on Beyond the Book.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Beyond the Book is produced by Copyright Clearance Center, a global rights broker for the world's most sought-after materials, including millions of books and ebooks, journals, newspapers, magazines, and blogs, as well as images, movies, and television shows. You can follow Beyond the Book on Twitter, find us on Facebook, and subscribe to the free podcast series on iTunes or at the Copyright Clearance Center website, copyright.com. Just click on Beyond the Book. Our engineer is Jeremy Brisky of Burst Marketing. My name is Christopher Keneally. For all of us at Copyright Clearance Center, thanks for listening to Beyond the Book.